1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Hi, we're Your Liars.
I'm Javin, and I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
This is The Arts Show, CJSF 90.1 FM.
Hey, yo. Welcome to the show. This is me, Jabe Gradowski, your host as always, here on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Simon Fraser University. And as per the use, we're on the unceded territories, the Coast Salish peoples, which belong to the Musqueam, the Tsleil-Waututh, the Kwikwetlem, and the Squamish. So keep that in mind as we explore the events of the coming week here in our fine, fair, fantastic city of SoCal Vancouver. Lots to do, lots to see, lots to hear, lots to probably eat. You know, there's usually food where people go because people need to eat. So, oh, that's my phone. Reminder, everybody, mute your phone. Anyways, of course, we're going to tell you all about the good things coming our way in this little beautiful armpit of Canada that we call this area that we call Vancouver. So we are going to take a minute. Yeah.
The Renfrew Ravine Moon Festival is back. Still Moon Arts Society is proud to announce the 22nd annual Renfrew Ravine Moon Festival. A fusion of art, nature, and community, this month-long festival celebrates the Harvest Moon, Still Creek, local art, and the diverse cultural traditions of the Renfrew Collingwood neighbourhood. Attendees can expect dazzling lanterns, live music, dance, food, art and nature workshops, and community performances, all including making salmon lanterns, mooncakes, and guided tours. Connect with the local nature as a community to raise awareness and bring positive change to restore Renfrew Ravine to its natural beauty. Learn more and register at stillmoonarts.ca.
Stats can be hard to understand, but this one isn't. Nearly 1 in 4 people can't afford food in Canada. What does food insecurity look like where you live? Look up your address at foodsecuritynow.ca. That's foodsecuritynow.ca. Join Community Food Centers Canada in making a difference today.
Radio Goethe. Modern German music at its best. Every Wednesday afternoon at 2 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. This is Radio Goethe.
Yo, back when I started like 14 years ago, which my anniversary I think is coming up soon. It's going to be 15, dear God. I used to be right on Radio Goethe, so always a nice throwback. Ancient freaking show promo right there. This is also back when we had to do we had to load carts, little 8-tracks, to do all the things. Anyways, enough yapping about the past. We're starting right where we left off with last week's music. I got some nice old school 90s D&B in the background because, yes, that's where we're at today. Anywho, let's talk about some cool shows, hey? All right, starting off downtown on the Pearl. Desert Days are back again. So check it out. You got Wand coming in from, I believe, Boston, Massachusetts. So they're coming in. It's going to be some cool kind of slower, chiller stuff here. But they're, it's like Desert Days. So it's like desert rock and stuff like that. There's more desert rock in town this week, by the way. I'll get to that. Joining them, is going to be Star Party as well. They're really nice. They're from Seattle. They have some cool music. We're going to hear it in a little bit here. I was checking out their tape. Very nice. I think you'll enjoy it if you share a similar fondness for fuzzy guitar psych rock stuff. It's really quite lovely. That'd be really cool. That's over at the Pearl downtown. Granville Strip. Watch out. Doors at 7:30. Yeah. If you're looking at Square Dance tonight, you can look no further than the East, the Wise Hall. East Van Square Dance is doing the thing. Pacific Bluegrass and Old Time Society doing their thing. They have Paul Silveira doing the calling that night tonight. Paul will teach you everything you need to know if you are looking to get into square dancing. Bring a partner. Don't bring a partner. There's all sorts of ways to square dance, apparently. I haven't done it since high school, but you know, hey, have a good time. Check it out. Eastman Square Dance at the Wise Hall. Support the Wise. Going back. No, that's tomorrow. Let's not get ahead of myself. Oh, okay. Okay. Interesting. Okay. It seems to have figured itself out. Great. Oh, I spoke too soon. We got some chopped and screwed D&B going right here. Apparently. okay, anyways. Going to Main Street here at Red Gate. Teflon Spine. Hitting the stage there with 11 and Pilgrim Magi, which is a really fun name to say. They're really cool. It's going to be a lot of kind of more. It's going to be all over the place. A lot of like kind of the darker sounds. I don't think it'll be like, you know, EBM or nothing like that, but there'll be some like kind of synthy stuff, some droney stuff. There's a lot of people on this bill, people. You know, there's too many that I got too tired to write all of them down. So Teflon Spine of 11E, Pilgrim Magi. Undyne Music and Motor Mouth and like three others. It's gonna be nuts. It's gonna be a real meeting of the boards of the synthesizer decks. So check it out. Just up the street from there at Fox Cabaret, it's 4x4 this week. So Infidelity is doing the thing with Nadine, Walt Wilden, Each Other's Mothers, and Kids with Knives. Don't play with sharp knives. Shout out to the five people who get my Homestar Runners reference. Anyways, that's really cool. 4x4, it's $4. Doors at 7. They got some drink specials, I'm sure. Check it out. Cool bands. Down the road, back in the downtown east side, at the Rickshaw, we have a Canadian icon. Rock icon, legit. Biff Naked, in town, hitting the Rickshaw. I know my friend who's... recently got the TD job there. Is probably over the moon to work, do this show. That's sick. Biff Naked. I don't know. Can I get it? I can. In context, I can play just about anything I want. Within reason. We'll see if I can squeeze some Biff Naked into this set. We'll see. So that'd be really cool. Fake Shark, formerly known as Fake Shark Real Zombie. Back when I saw them, when open for Mindless Self Indulgence, which is a little like, oh, nowadays. That guy's weird. At the Croatian Sensation Center. Do they still party over there? Do they still do shows? Other than, like, you know, record conventions and expos of sorts at the Croatian Cultural Center? That place was the bomb. Yo, I was at that show. I, like, found $20. And me, being a modest and very shy little 15-year-old kid, I found $20. And, like, I was like, there's this cute girl there. I'm like, yo, can I buy you a bottle of water? It was the hindsight. I was like, bro, what are you doing? I mean, like, what else am I going to do? I mean, $20 is kind of a lot of money back then for me. That's like 8 pieces of pizza, man. Shout out to $5 getting you actually anything. I digress. Anyways, Fake Shark, Biff Naked, Rickshaw, tonight, be there. Back in New West, we have In Pieces, Cherry Pick, and Pale North doing their respective things over at Bullies. Doors at 8? I don't know. Get there at 8. You have a good time. Grab yourself a coffee. See the sunset on the wharf. And reminisce about the parkade that used to be there. That parkade, as ugly as it was iconic. But, you know, the wharf is pretty cool, too. Cool. A lot of cool music. Let's check it out. We're going to start with some music over here from Star Party. This is Contrast. Check it out. Thank you. Radio. We're going back to 96 with this one. Biff Naked right here. Come on now. Couldn't be any more 1994. Hey, hold on. I'm done. Oh, we're done with that. I mean, if you want more Biff Naked, you go see your show tonight. She's playing at the freaking Rickshaw Bud with the Fake Shark. Should be a banger. Should probably play Spaceman, but you know, real quick, let's check on what she's been up to. I was reminded about Britt Black, one of her guitarists from back in the day. Let's see. Hold on real quick. Let me just finish one thought at a time here, okay? Yeah, they released an album, actually, in June. The gang did, yeah. Pretty cool. They haven't put out an album in 15 years, so that's pretty... So, yo, if you've been waiting for a Biff Naked show, now, today's the day, bud. Let's see. Who else was really cool? Who else... Is there any other names I recognize in this? Dan Yaramko? Was he from Econoline Crush and DOA was in the band at some point? Same with Adam Percy, also from Econoline Crush. I forgot about Econoline Crush. That was a cool band. It's a fun phrase to say. Econoline Crush. Say it aloud and slowly or quickly. Up to you. Randy Black from Annihilator. Sick. Yo, they had a song about Kraft Dinner. Annihilator. Check it out. Check it out. Like, for reals. Kraft Dinner by Annihilator. Freaking banger song about Kraft Dinner. I'm not even joking. They just talk about mac and cheese. It's sick. Let's see. Yeah, there's a ton of cool people that, if you know, were in the Biff Naked gang for quite some time. But yeah, Britt Black. I was in a music video of hers at one point. I made it in my youth at the Riverwood institution while it was still abandoned. And I don't know what's going on with that now that there is a involuntary sobriety thing going on coming our way. We'll see how that goes. Not stoked on it. Doesn't really work. Anyways, I digress. That's for someone who knows more about the carpet, that issue. What was I saying? Yeah, we're getting like covered in food dye and moshing in the sanitarium of the Riverwood. It was really bizarre, but like that was kind of cool. It's kind of cool. I think I don't know what came of that. I mean, you don't even see me. It's a dark room. There's like two people making out on camera. Obviously, it wasn't me. I'm like 15. Not that kind of. I wasn't that kind of guy. It didn't work out that way. I sat there in my freaking raver pants. I remember some guy named Lucky. Hope he's doing all right. Did I see any? Anyways, I'm digressing far too much. Anyways, Biff Naked's at the Rickshaw tonight. Check it out. Star Party before that from Seattle. Playing over at the Pearl tonight with Wand. Am I right? Yes, Wand. 7 o'clock. Sorry. 7 o'clock. 7:30. Door times for that. Check it out. Now, we talk about Friday. Let's talk about Friday. Going back to the Pearl, right where we started. Alalas from California. Pretty cool desert rock band. I interviewed them many, many, many years ago when I think their first album was coming out. Jesus, guys have been busy. Yeah, I think it was Worship the Sun or Calico Review about around those days. That was when I chatted with them. I'm not really sure. I don't remember very much. It was a long time ago. But they were in the studio. It was pretty cool. They look pretty blasé about the whole situation. But hey, I was pretty stoked. I don't know about them, but I had a good time. They're playing, over at the Pearl with Mass Done. That'll be really cool. We'll hear some music from Alalas in the next little cut here. So didn't you go anywhere? What else we got going on tonight? Over at the Wise Hall, we got Hazlet with Ashley Delphine. I don't know any of these people, but we shall explore that later on in the next set of music here. Hope you're having a good day so far. Pretty mixed bag on weather, but I can't tell. I'm in a bunker over here on the mountain. It's over at, it's like, tickets are like $20. Doors at 7. Hazelette at the Wise Hall. You know where it is. Lake Venables and Victoria. That's like, not quite, but yeah. Great spot. Go to the Wise, check it out. Go play pool. And have a brew and play darts in their basement in between sets if you like. It's great. You don't even need a membership. They're really nice. Really friendly. Check it out. Wise Hall for Hazelette and Ashley Delphine doing the thing. Friday night. Be there. Doors at 7. That's a Fox Cabaret, though. We have Horse Jumper of Love, which is a fun thing to say, along with Teeth with an extra E at the end. And excuse me. And La Lune doing the thing here. It's over at Fox Cabaret. La Lune, pretty good stuff. Pretty popular band around here, if I do say so. And Horse Jumper of Love, where are they from? They're from Boston. Okay, there's some other band from Boston. Rhyme is tripping up today. Who cares? Anyways, Horse Jumper of Love from Boston. They're here. Check them out. Teeth, La Lune opening for them. Pretty cool. That's tomorrow, Friday night, 7 o'clock. Also, at Green Auto, we have Jenniferous. With Mala Soda, Chris Horrific, and the legendary Rose Melberg. Also, Chris Horrific also deserves a legendary status, I think so. That guy's always a delight. Chris, if you're listening, what is up? Always good to see you. Your show is probably going to be really kick-ass, and I encourage everybody to go check it out. It's over at Green Auto at door 7:30. I don't know. Just get there at 8. You'll be on time for something. I guarantee you that. And Rose Melberg, freaking legend, the Softies, iconic Pacific Northwest band. They were in town like last month, and I heard it was freaking tight. Cool. Very cool. Rose Melberg, legends. Chris Hervik, legend. Mala Soda, Jenniferous. I don't know. We're going to hear some music from Jenniferous in the next little bit. We'll learn about that. They have a song called Apple Trees of BC, which I haven't heard yet, but it sounds adorable, and I'm looking forward to it. I hope you are too. Over at KW Studios, we have Gadfly with Warm, a recorded decay, and All That Decay. So I hope you like decay, because they've been rolling with that. Gadfly, Persian-flavored metal, very cool. Homa, Nigel, and I forget the other person. I'm terribly sorry if you're listening. You're very cool, and you lay down the bass wonderfully. Gadfly, very cool. Recommended. Warm, recorded decay, and All That Decay. Haven't heard them. We shall hear them, though. So stay tuned for that at the KW Studios. I think it's... Yeah, let me just pull up the thing. I was just looking at it. Yeah, it is doors at 7:30. Music at 8:30. If you don't know where the KW Studios is, it's like, you know where the TD Bank is at the Woodward Center, at the W2, the old Woodwards? It's like right around the corner, like just before you go into like that, I guess, atrium, that'd be the word, where like London Drugs and the grocery store is. Nestor's, that's the one. And it's like just the door to the right, like where that little ATM used to be. You'll find and see a lovely person sitting there. If it's Phoenix, say hi for me. Hi, Phoenix, if you're listening. Anyway, that'd be really cool. Daytime show, Friday, probably. Alf House, Kids Help Phone, Girl Wife, TJ Felix, the Ransacks, doing their respective things at the Alf House. Shout out to Ruth, who is, I met at a show, who I think is staying there. And I hope you are found better accommodations since then, since the Alf House is... Woo! That is a rough place. Good times there. Legendary punk house. Legendary. If you haven't been there before, go check it out. But, you know, respect the space and don't be a dick. Enjoy yourself responsibly. Kids Cell Phone, Girl Wife, TJ Felix, Ransacks at the Alf House. Friday. Check it out. Okay, last up, Pender Street Steppers, legendary Vancouver house duo. They are playing at Redgate, and I'm very excited for this. Doors at 10 for this. DJ Two Buttons and Melanina doing the thing. Make you move, make you groove, make you think, make you ponder, do some chin scratching, some brow furling, after some music, if you will. It's some music to ponder and sway and possibly dance to. I'm probably going to check it out. It's going to be hella. I do love me some Pender Street Steppers. I have their first tape, and it's one of my pride and joys of my collection, along with Project Pablo's first tape on 1080p. Mint. Mint stuff. Okay, speaking of which, we're going to get into some Pender Street Steppers right about meow. That we are going to hear a song from their 2019 single release, Falling. If I knew how to break dance, I would. I know one move. So I won't even spin on your butt, and it's not that impressive.